From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British voters head to the polls Thursday for what has been described as the most important vote of their lifetimes, whether the United Kingdom should remain in or leave the European Union. Wednesday was the last day of campaigning. Prime Minister David Cameron urged voters to cast ballots to stay in the EU.
We are stronger, we are better off, we are safer in a reformed European Union, and that is why we should vote Remain tomorrow morning in the largest possible numbers.
Conservative politician and Justice Secretary Michael Gove is among the leading advocates for leaving the European bloc.
I respect people on both sides of the argument, and I think it's good that we hear from the heart from politicians and others who want us to remain and who want us to leave. But ultimately, people will have a chance tomorrow to take back control of our democracy, and I think that is a very, very powerful argument.
Two polls ahead of Thursday's referendum showed a slight advantage to the Leave campaign, although there are still many undecided voters. Election analysts say turnout will be crucial. Gunmen in southern Nigeria kidnapped at least seven people, including four Australians and a New Zealander identified as contractors for a mining and engineering company on the outskirts of the city Calabar in Cross River State Wednesday. Their driver was killed. Malcolm Turnbull is Australia's Prime Minister.
The Australian High Commissioner is on the scene, and we are working with the authorities, the local authorities at the highest levels.
Mr. Turnbull said the identity of the kidnappers is still unknown. He described the incident as a very serious criminal assault. The kidnappers have not yet contacted police. Abductions for ransom has been a longstanding problem in the region where much of Nigeria's oil wealth is located. This is VOA News.